David Moore is out training. He's been busy, not only with the police presence, but I hear that he's doing Iron Māori in Napier, or has done it. I'm not quite sure when it's on. But he's with us today. David, my name's Dale. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Kia ora to everyone.
Kia ora. And when's Iron Māori on? E hoa?
Heading to Napier for Saturday.
Oh. Good on.
Awesome. But, yeah, I just go to compete. I'm not a serious athlete, but I love the event.
Good on you. It's something quite special, David. And talk us through how you got involved in it. And obviously, you must have liked it because you wouldn't return if you didn't. So, how did your involvement come to be?
Bit of peer pressure from my kids. As you get a bit older, you've got to do something like that. So, yeah. No, look, it's a good, amazing event. It's a real whānau kaupapa that they run down there, and massive event. And it's just, yeah, real spirit there. Like when you're struggling, people who don't even know you encourage you along. So, yeah, just look forward to it every year.
What are you, doing the long course, short course? Middle-aged course or the pensioners course? Which one are you on, David?
I do the quarter. So my daughter told me, oh, we'll do the quarter. And I said, oh, yeah, that looks all right. I could do that. But it's a 1K swim, a 50K bike, and then a 10.5K run. So it was a bit bigger than I thought, actually. I had visions of a quarter being something less. But look, I do it I have been doing it since 2017. So, yeah. Just look forward to it every year. I don't go in the other ones, but this is a highlight of the year for me.
Very good. What's the gang stuff for you, David? Explain your involvement here, particularly with what we're witnessing and attitudes towards gangs heightened. I spoke with Chris Luxon yesterday, to be honest, and he says we've got no tolerance for gangs at all. Then you've got suggestions of people not being allowed to wear their gang insignia in public, to have facial gang-affiliated tattoos removed, blah, blah, goes on and on. What do you know of this change of tack towards gang culture in our country?
Well, look, Mr. Luxon tests the former government, so let's see what they do. And I was in the police one time when they tried to do the gang, you know, they were trying that stage to ban gang patches. But look, Porike is a small town. We struggle for all the wrong reasons, poverty. Gangs are brought about by poverty, and they're a small part of our community. For us in particular, they are part of our community. There's whānau, the whānau of the gang members. They don't choose to be gang members. They are just, you know, that's just how it is. So, look, I have a different view to probably Mr. Luxon. I'm not behaviour that carries on, shooting at vehicles, shooting at houses. That's inappropriate. I've said that to members of gangs in our community. It's got to stop. And the new laws that they're using, well, that's the consequences of their behaviour. So, I take my hat off to the police for doing the job they do.
Well, I'm pleased that you're in there to bat for your community. I mean, no one knows it better than the residents there. You're the mayor. I'm sure you know most of the guys, who are sort of from gang life anyway, just through the course of having grown up there. So it seems that people outside the community feel more intimidated by what's going on within it than the people who actually call a Porike home. Would that be accurate?
Oh, absolutely, and look, I've been accused of being media shy. I'm not media shy, but I'm a little bit intolerant of poor journalism. I was on the breakfast show, and I haven't seen the clip, but I'm sure while I was talking, they were playing pictures of the tangihanga, the event, and showing gang members. I'm just guessing. I could be wrong, but that's the sort of message that they send out. I'm actually heading to a meeting in Wellington for a couple of days before I go to Napier. But, they don't show the riots in Napier during the COVID. Every time they talk to the mayor of Wellington, they use that every time. It just gets ratings up. But there are some amazing journalists out there that are working hard behind the scenes. We've got to get to the bottom of why we have the gangs in the first place.
Thank you. Because, you know, you're talking on Māori radio here as well, David, and, you know, a lot of us love our cousins, and some of them have chosen to affiliate with those on the fringes of our society. That's their decision. Some of our upbringings would make your head spin, but anyway, that's their reality, and we love them even so. And they might falter, but we don't climb into them in the way that the media do, or make mileage out of them as politicians do as well. They're our whānau, and that's the way they are. So we like to tautoko them, and I guess it's the same for those who are familiar with a lot of the people in and around the politiki. I'm not playing it. I'm not trying to go softly here or touchy feely there, brother. But you know, sometimes you need to be closer to them to understand them more. And it sounds to me like you're well familiar with a lot of these guys. You probably sold their parents their homes.
Oh yeah, look, my wife's the real estate agent. I am a real estate agent, but look. I was a commercial beekeeper. I've for 21 years, I was self-employed most of my life. I've grown up, a lot of the older gang members all work hard, and even some of the younger ones, they are part of our community. For Putiki, it's bringing, I can't speak much to real, but I understand a lot more, and I'm taking my journey again. You know, we've got generations that have lost touch with their kaupapa, their whānaus. We're working hard as a community to get ahead. Have some hope for these younger ones so they don't have to choose a life of gang life.
Well, I got connections to a Portuguese too, because our kōrero went to school there way back in the day. Steve Watene went to a Portuguese high school. But also, let's acknowledge the pride within that community. And let's talk about some of the neat things that are going on there, including the Whakatohia settlement, which gives us on the cusp of something really interesting and innovative. And, of course, the harbour upgrade as well. There's a lot of neat things going on. Sadly, those who don't see the aroha within the community always will focus on the negativity. Then you get burnouts with gangsters all across the TV. There's some magic in your town, our town, that needs to be highlighted, eh? And that's what Māori Radio can do.
Yeah, and look, for those, you know, there are whānau that are away from our rohe, they stress about what's happening there. And look, there is tension between the two, and only they can solve that. Police can do what they can. Just one thing on the police, and we've got a small town. We meant to have 15 police officers. I believe we're down to 5. And it's been like that since 2013. So this is something that's, not helping. Prevention is so much better than, throwing people in jail isn't the answer to the problem. Preventing them, preventing the behaviour that ends up in jail, that's the best thing. Our little council is so small, but they do some things like, we work with the mayoral task force jobs, and we've helped over 400 rangatahi get their licences. That mightn't sound like much, but that's a huge thing, because that's where offending happens for a lot of people. They can't get their licence. They get caught driving. They get fines. They can't pay the fines. And it just snowballs. And then in the end, they sort of give up on trying to get ahead.
Well, like I say, we can't sugarcoat things. We know that there's a lot of heat on at times. Has, from your read, David, there been an overreaction from the police with homes raided, heavy-handed handling of people, particularly our wahine and our tamariki?
Yeah, and look, that having been in the police, that when you're doing search warrants or raids on a house, you can't help but feel sorry for the wahine and the tamariki. It's a real invasion of their home. It is the behaviour from the men in those kainga that caused this in the first place. So I'm not going to say that's heavy-handed from the police. They're only doing what they can. I spoke to someone the other day in the gang, and I just said, the police actually don't make the laws. They just have to enforce them. So, don't just be angry at the police. It's not them making these new laws. It's politicians. But I think we just got, as a community, focus on solving the issues that, that caused this in the first place.
Well, we know that the focus here on Pōtiki Whakatane, if these stats are right, 11 arrested, 41 searches carried out and 27 grand seized. That's the media reporting. But from my understanding of our kōrero today, David, it's best to get these parties together to de-escalate the gang tension rather than heavy-handed police action, perhaps inflaming the situation, eh?
Yeah. Look, that would be the ultimate goal. But the police have to do what they have to do. And you know, I've said publicly the behaviour's got to stop. We cannot have it. We've already had, you know, one woman get shot. I don't know the circumstances who she was in the car with, but that's just not acceptable. I was actually working not far from that, one block away. I wasn't sure where it was, but I heard the gunshots, you know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday. That's just, you know, that's just not on. So the heavy presence that's there now is dealing with that and trying to get on top of it. I think they have. But like going forward, we do need to, you know, have the police numbers there. And not just for enforcement, but, you know, be part of the community. Have community police. They get to know the people and, you know, just stop things before they happen.
Good talking with you, David. Let's talk about all the positive stuff as well as some of the serious and at times negative. But there's a lot of neat things going on in Pōtiki. I don't want it to be painted as a gang town where people are scared to come out of their homes. Far from. David Moore's the mayor, and he's on the way to Napier for Iron Māori. Thanks, David, for sharing some time with us on the program.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, hoa.